Good evening, lovely rectors and rectettes. It is I, DJ, No Dana, and I am going to do a final summer story time for you. So, we'll start with one. I have two. The stars are out, it's dark outside. I can see that there's sleep inside of your eyes. Stay warm in your bed. On our door, do not knock. Because nobody likes a cock block. Daddy worked all day long. He's tired and lonely. There's a small chance that your mother might blow me. If you cry, no one's coming. This may come as a shock. But nobody likes a cock block. I love Mommy so much. She's my favorite cutie. And tonight I would like a piece of that booty. Don't ask for milk or help with your socks, because nobody likes a cock block. The train's leaving the station. It's about to go down. My ticket is stamped for a trip to Pound Town. Your job is to sleep like the heaviest rock. Darling, nobody likes a cock block. Dinner was yummy. For dessert, you had fruit. So don't say you're hungry when we're knocking boots. Your antics are like a knife to my jock. And nobody likes a cock block. It's not cool to wait for us to get busy. To cry for a hug or get in a tizzy. If our door is closed, away you must walk. Because nobody likes a cock block. Curl up in your blanket, hug Teddy so tight. It's now time for Daddy to turn off the light. Would you look at the time? It's Pootang o'clock, and nobody likes a cock block. Okay, one last kiss, one very fast hug. You've tucked in just right, like a bug in a rug. We love you so much, but remember this talk, and that nobody likes a cock block. So that was Nobody Likes a Cock Block by R. Swanson. And the final story for story time. If You Give a Kid a Cookie by Marcy Rosnick. If you give a kid a cookie, will he shut the fuck up? Well, the sugar rush will make him crazy. So you'll put on a TV show to calm him down, where a purple dinosaur will tell him scissors are dangerous. So he'll reach for a pair and knock over your beer. The smell will remind him of Uncle Billy, who he'll want to call. Of course, the old drunk won't answer, and your kid will throw a tantrum until you roust your useless brother-in-law. On the way, you'll pass a cockfight. He'll want to stop and watch the birdies. Then he'll rat you out for a lollipop when a police raid sends you into hiding. You'll all get thrown into the slammer, where he'll scream for mommy. You'll be bailed out by your wife, who will hand you divorce papers. On the way home, he'll whine until you play a game, but peekaboo will go horribly wrong. Back at home, he'll light his sister's doll on fire, just like the convicts taught him. When you put out the fire, the smoke will remind you and your wife of the rock concert where he was conceived. You'll start to patch things up, but the excitement will give him a stomach ache. He'll cry hysterically, and chances are, if you want him to shut the fuck up, you'll have to give him a cookie. The end. And yeah, that's it. And have a good summer. And goodbye, little rectors. Kiss, kiss. Night, night.